Sarah is one of the lifeguards here, and she's perched up on a little tower, I would describe it.
It is my perch. It's my birdcage.
It's your birdcage. And the view from up here is actually beautiful. I've never been up here. So describe what you can see.
You can see a lot more from up here.
Yeah.
The idea is that you see the bottom of the pool.
Ah.
Which you can.
Yes.
Sort of, from here.
Yeah, but it's still deceiving. You don't really see how deep the pool is, how deep the water is. Because you can see the bottom of the pool, but you can't really gauge how deep it is. It looks very close.
Well, I mean, if you were to jump from up here, you'd probably break your legs.
Would you?
Probably.
No. Oh, you mean if there wasn't any water?
No, it's not. I don't think it's deep enough to jump.
Why, it is. I would dive from up here. Maybe not a deep, deep kind of deep dive, but a kind of a shallow dive would be okay, wouldn't it?
If you were a good enough diver, you knew what you were doing.
Okay. So describe what you can see. What else can you see from up here?
I can see one little solitary swimmer ploughing up and down. Whole pool to himself.
Beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. And a few leaves on the surface of the water. Some have trickled down to the bottom, which you said you were going to try and retrieve, or are you just retrieving the ones at the top?
It's an endless job with the leaves, I have to say.
Yeah. But a serene job.
It is. I love it. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, I'm going to come down from that perch, get dressed, or undressed rather, and experience that beautiful water this morning.